So what about those fears of a shortage for new retailers? From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Anna King of the Northwest News Network reports.
From the blinding sun, I walk through a threshold into another world. It's dark, humid, green. Fans and machinery hum.
Well, welcome to Monkey Grass Farms.
Monkey Grass is one of the big boys, a Tier 3 Washington State licensed indoor pot grow. That means they can nurture about 21,000 square feet of marijuana plants. And the plants are all bathed in eye-piercing light and party music. It's taken $100,000 of startup, investors, lots of friends and family, and 4 months to set up this major grow. Eric Cooper is a former contractor and registered nurse. He's one of the owners of Monkey Grass Farms.
We have approximately 300,000 total watts in lights here. We brought enough lumber in here to frame a whole house.
Cooper's got sort of the dude vibe. Hawaiian-esque shirt, leather brown sandals, and a bushy silver goatee. 20-somethings and 30-somethings with badges around their necks scurry around. They go from plant to plant like bees on flowers in late summer. This place looks like the inside of Costco, just it's filled with a whole lot of pot. But this choice marijuana won't make it to stores until later this summer. Cooper says that's because their marijuana needs about 4 months to go from cutting to harvest. Monkey Grass and other producers still need a couple more weeks to dry down, package, test, and deliver their product. And that's the story with many growers in Washington. It takes a while to set up these big grows and to actually grow.
Are the stores hassling you trying to get the product?
Yeah, I just stopped answering my phone.
The state's Liquor Control Board says there's a likely shortage of pot in these first few weeks when stores open. And this puts the growers in control.
We're looking for shelf space. So if they want a percentage of our crop, we're looking for percentage of shelf space. That's going to be the prime shelf space.
Monkey Grass is following a model of more established agricultural crops in Washington state. Grapes, potatoes, and blueberries, many commodities in eastern Washington are grown on contract. And Cooper says Monkey Grass is being kind of choosy where their product goes.
My daughters have been real good out going out and meeting with them, you know, looking at their locations, getting a general feel for the, you know, their type of management style. You know, or here again, are they more business-like or are they more, let's go out back and let's smoke a joint?
Monkey Grass plans to harvest a fresh crop nearly every week. Cooper says he thinks the market will steady in about 2 to 3 months. Resins, edibles, sodas, and other pot products will probably come along soon, but they take even more time for baking, processing, and testing. Cooper is optimistic that Monkey Grass will be licensed to also grow outdoors soon. He's already building the facility. Cooper says figuring out this frontier business is too much fun.
It's like the Wild West.
Cooper says this family business is also more personal for him.
Yeah, do I love that plant? It's been good to me for the last 35, 40 years. It's kept me a little sane, I should say. I like it a lot. Let's put it that way.
He just wishes he could get his product into consumers' hands a bit quicker. For Here and Now, I'm Anna King outside of Wenatchee, Washington.
And that story is part of a joint project of Northwest News Network's Anna King and reporter Jordan Schrader of the News Tribune in Tacoma, Washington.